Although the vast majority of people believe they have a soul, most don't pay much attention to it. Spirituality can become a kind of last resort where faith is asked to perform miracles after worldly methods have failed. Yet in the background, long before we need emergency help from our souls, there is a condition that affects millions of people. It might be too dramatic to call it soul sickness. A better description is spiritual absence. People feel sad, lonely, empty, filled with secret, guilt, and shame, and totally uncertain about death. Let's explore how to heal this absence of spirit, and together with Deepak, we'll meditate.
People describe their spiritual life in all kinds of ways. They may seek to find comfort, to feel the presence of God, or to reach nirvana. But if you stand back, spirituality has a healing aspect that applies to everyone. Modern life has created a spiritual malaise of epidemic proportions. There are no medical terms for this malaise, but the symptoms are familiar. You may have a nagging feeling that life is meaningless, that death brings total extinction, that no higher power will save you. In the grip of spiritual malaise, you feel isolated, alone, and helpless in a random universe. Because it is a spiritual disorder, the cure must lie at the spiritual level. But where is that? To locate spiritual healing, first realize that it has no location. There is no spiritual doctor's office. Secondly, do not look for specific cures, one for dread, another for loneliness, another for feeling empty inside. Spiritual healing occurs through a shift in awareness. The reality you personally experience is totally dictated by a state of consciousness. A phenomenon like the physical extinction of the body is universal to all living things. It becomes an object of fear if your awareness makes death fearful. Depending on your state of consciousness, you can be indifferent to death or not accept that it exists, or even feel unlimited bliss that no physical change can touch or alter. If reality is created in consciousness, clearly it is better to be in a healthy state of consciousness than an unhealthy one. This is where the path forward divides. Modern people want to feel free of fear, isolation, lack of meaning, disconnection, and a sense of inner emptiness. But they want these things while remaining in the same state of awareness that created them. For these are all mental constructs generated by the ego. The ego is the sense that you are a separate individual pursuing your personal desires, avoiding painful experiences, wanting to get ahead, and so on. You mistakenly view the life of the ego as healthy and normal. But in order to remain separate, you will always be haunted by the possibility of loneliness and isolation. If your ego is who you really are, then naturally you would be terrified of death. If you pursue pleasurable experiences and avoid painful ones, you will suppress, ignore, or deny the existence in you of shame, guilt, anxiety, and aggression. Spiritual healing and renewal are impossible as long as you identify with the ego. In meditation, you experience an egoless state of inner quiet and peace, where the ego's demands, desires, and fears are non-existent. This experience shows you that another level of awareness exists. Over time, you prefer this other level, and then begins the process of discovering who you really are. Who you really are is already healed and whole. That's the secret of spiritual healing. And life is transformed once you know the secret. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I turn inward to find the deepest healing. I turn inward to find the deepest healing. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Harim Shrim Klim. Harim Shrim Klim. This mantra activates the healing power of awareness through wisdom, love, and generosity. Repeat it silently to yourself. Harim Shrim Klim. Harim Shrim Klim. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time. And you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Harim Shrim Klim. Harim Shrim Klim. Harim Shrim Klim. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I turn inward to find the deepest healing. I turn inward to find the deepest healing. Namaste.